Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special mom in your life. And what better way than with the Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets that are perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their advanced eye care duo brightens, awakens, and firms the skin around your eyes, while the golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths the skin all over. Both sets are packaged in giftable boxes. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. And the best part? For a limited time, you can save up to $46 on Osea's sets. Plus, get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. This Mother's Day, get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. Go to OseaMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off site-wide.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get interviewed because many companies use software to screen out applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. To get you hired, you need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. And when you interview at Express, we'll check out your skills and connect you with available jobs. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, sales, distribution, and information technology. Tired of applying online and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today to speak with professionals connected to the available jobs in your area. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com today to find the nearest location. Apply online at expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Donald Trump made a promise, and he kept this one, and he's pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accord. Good or bad, based on what you think?
Well, the science is just absolutely horrible. But I'd like to begin with three quotes. First of all, it is easier to lie to someone than to convince them they've been lied to. Mark Twain.
Mm-hmm.
We will know that our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. William Casey, director of the CIA, February 1981, as reported by Barbara Honegger. So that's a verifiable quote. Now the next quote, the third quote, is the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. So if you want everything to be a lie, what you do is you produce two sides of a program and you say, this is the whole argument. The perfect example is what we've got for a political system, where you have rhinos and dinos forming a uniparty, and they sit there and have this pretend debate and go, well, we've covered both sides of the issue. Well, sometimes there's three sides, and in this case, the claimed skeptics are wrong, and the alarmists are certainly wrong. When you use basic first principle radiation physics and thermodynamics, it's obvious that carbon dioxide, if anything, is just a trailing factor and is also a cooling agent in the atmosphere. Matter of fact, everything in the atmosphere is a cooling agent.
And didn't we have more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere years ago during the dinosaur era than we have now?
It's varied considerably, but in general, just like Tom Ball has mentioned on your program before, it's a lagging factor. And we'll get into what the other forcing factors are in a few minutes. But there's a great article at Principia Scientific by Dr. Pierre Latour, who's a PhD chemical engineer. He was actually a U.S. Army captain assigned to the Apollo program from 1967 to 69, and he was chief of the simulation branch, which did simulations for Apollo docking, lunar module separation maneuvers, and Saturn V wind gust loads. So he's a bona fide rocket scientist. He holds a dozen patents in chemical process refining, where carbon dioxide is both a byproduct and a reactant. And you have to know how carbon dioxide behaves thermally and chemically inside these plants. You have to be able to know how to detect it and when to add and remove it. One of the other authors with Slaying the Sky Dragon is Marty Herzberg. And Marty is a Ph.D. chemist from Stanford, and he has three patents on infrared spectrometry, which is the satellite technology that the SOHO satellites, the solar orbiting heliostat satellites, use.
Right.
So we have people on our side who understand the physics of radiation and thermodynamics. And we formed a group called Principia Scientific, which currently has 2,000 members. And like I've said all along, this is a three-sided debate, and the lukewarmists and the alarmists are actually arguing the same thing. They're just arguing about a variation. And you can't define a dynamic, chaotic, massive system with a linear, anecdotal, single-parameter hypothesis, and you can't correct a false hypothesis with a coefficient. So bottom line is, carbon dioxide is such a tiny little portion of what goes on in the atmosphere that it's completely indistinguishable from all of the other major factors.
Now, Gerald, you know, these 200 nations that are part of the Paris Climate Accord, all the leaders there are basically saying, this is a disaster. It's a morally criminal act to leave. India and China, two of the other biggest polluters on this planet, are going to stick with it, and they're going to try to, you know, limit their emissions and things like that. What is your take on us dropping out? Was this a smart thing by the president or not?
Well, we were going to be the only ones who were paying for anything.
Right. That's
true. Us and the Europeans. And so basically, if you got a blank check from the two superpowers of the planet, the two super economies of the planet, then why wouldn't you want to cash your check? It's not costing you anything. So India and China and Russia are getting the coast on this, and Europe and Japan and America are paying for it. What sense is that? And you know, the thing is, it's a superficial gesture. It has absolutely nothing to do with solving any problems. And let's get back to the toxicity of this. We inhale 400 parts per million of carbon dioxide. We exhale 40,000 parts per million, or we're dead. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you're producing 1,000 times more, or you know, 1,000 times more carbon dioxide than you inhale.
And plants love it that we do this.
Yes. But in your blood, you have 500 parts per million. So you've got 25% more carbon dioxide in your blood than you're breathing. And if you don't maintain that within a narrow range, you get hyper or hypocapnia, which is a serious medical condition. Well, because you have that level of CO2 in your blood, a radiologist at Ohio University named Dr. Pierre Rotobli did experiments to actually measure absorption and emission, because he had to know exactly what those factors were in order to eliminate scatter in MRIs. And so he's doing these very detailed experiments, some of which hadn't been produced since the very first information on radiology 100 years ago. And suddenly he's finding errors in the, quote, radiation laws of Kirchhoff, Planck, Stefan, Boltzmann, and Wiens. And so we have five radiation laws that are all subject to error. And that's what science is all about. You know, you make your best guess, and truth is an iterative process. You stair-step your way towards it. So anybody that says science is settled is no scientist at all.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.